Good morning. There's lots of discussion about wars and rumors of wars and fightings and disagreements in the world today. There's fightings and disagreements in faraway places, and then there's also wars and fightings amongst us here in the churches and in our situation here at home. And so the question is, where do those things come? I will read in James chapter 4 here. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of the lusts that war in your members? It's important to understand that war and disagreement come from something that is part of the natural man. They shouldn't come from the regenerated man. But what happens is, in the natural man, there's something in our members, and it's called lust. It's called desire. It's called, that's what it's called. And it results in the fights and the disagreements that we see. You lust and you have not. You kill and you desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and you receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. This is a desperate picture of those that are in disagreement. They're constantly fighting. They're tumbling. It's a verbal battle. It's a physical battle. And I'd like to think about it here for a moment. This is not just referring to the wars that happen in Syria and the wars that happen in faraway places where there's jet planes involved and munitions and those kind of things. That is certainly a result of the same thing. It's certainly a result of the lusts and the desires, and it certainly is a horrible picture, and it certainly is a sad result that people are killed, innocent people are killed, as a result of someone desiring to have. But, you know, this is also a picture of what can happen even in our own midst, where the war is a war of reputation, and the weapons are weapons of words, and people can fight and bitterly argue and disagree and so on, and it's all about the words that are spoken, and the bottom line is it someone's reputation, it's someone's desire for control or power. You know, it's the things and the money. That's what happens in the world, is that there's wars and there's fightings over mere stuff, over mere chattels, as the legal profession calls it, chattels, you know, just goods, just stuff, money and so on. And people war and fight over such things. And then sometimes, coming even closer to home in the church, it's over control, and it's over just trying to influence somebody else's life, and it's not over letting the Spirit of God lead, but rather that sometimes we just have such a desire for control, we think it's so important that some issue be resolved in a person's life, that there's ends up being fightings and arguments over. And, beloved, it's the same spirit that results in jet planes flying over someone else's airspace and dropping bombs. It's the same thing, that those disagreements and arguments that happen are the exact same problem. So here it says, you ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your lust. The lust is that lust which results in the disagreements. And so I think there's a lot of prayers that go up unheeded, unheard, and the simple reason is because the desire is the same desire, the same base desire that results in war. It's that desire for importance, fame, power, money, things, any of those kind of things. That's the lust that is in the unregenerated person. But, beloved, there are better things that we as Christians walk in. And, you know, if we think about Jesus and we think about the way that Jesus walked, and we realize that, you know, Jesus didn't walk in these ways. He didn't desire for importance and fame and power. And in fact, in the times when they wanted to make him king, or the times they wanted to, he turned from those situations. And I'm not sure what we would do today, but Jesus certainly did. But anyway, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? And I just want us to think about that the Spirit that we are born with lusts to envy. It desires. It has desire that cannot be satiated. And that's the unregenerated spirit. The Spirit of God no longer lusts to envy. But the Spirit of God, when we are regenerated, there's no longer that desire for things that and reputation and so on. But if we are partakers, if we live in that spirit that lusts to envy, it says here that we are in friendship with the world. And if we are in friendship with the world, we are the enemy of God. So my encouragement this morning, if that's the situation that you find yourself in, if you find yourself where there's a continual envying and a continual desire that cannot be satiated, it's time to take that to the Lord and to confess it and to recognize and to acknowledge that that is not the Spirit of God. It's not the Spirit He desires. And so, and give that back to, just take that up to the throne of God and let the Lord cleanse you and give you instead the Spirit that no longer lusts to envy and desire. And so God bless you this morning as you consider and meditate on these things. May God bless your day. If you would like to leave a message for the Fountain of Life, mailbox 99 is the voicemail. You can go ahead and leave a message there. God bless you.